with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. U.S. and Russian negotiators have discussed their expired nuclear pact. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The START treaty, dating back to the Cold War, expired this week, leaving no caps on the two largest atomic arsenals for the first time in decades. The lack of an agreement has fueled fears of an unconstrained nuclear arms race. President Trump says he wants a modernized pact instead of extending the old one, which he claims was badly negotiated by the United States. And he wants China to be a part of a new agreement, again accusing Beijing of covert nuclear tests. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. officials have taken into custody one of the suspects in the attack on the American compound in Benghazi in 2012. Zubair al-Bakoush was identified by officials Friday as a member of an extremist militia in Libya. U.S. Attorney for Washington Jeanine Pirro.
An 8-count indictment has been unsealed, and it charges Bakoush with the murder of Ambassador Chris Stevens, the murder of State Department employee Sean Smith, the attempted murder of State Department Special Agent Scott Wicklund, and conspiracy to provide materials for terrorists and support that resulted in the death of four Americans, as well as arson at the special mission.
A racist post on President Trump's social media account depicting former President Obama and his wife Michelle Obama as primates in a jungle has been taken down. The White House initially defended the president's Thursday night post, but the post was deleted Friday after widespread backlash. The president blamed the post on a staffer. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 1,206 points. This is SRN News. A setback for religious freedom in Maryland, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A 3-judge panel of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the Montgomery County schools can force teachers to use transgender pronouns to refer to students, even if it violates their deeply held religious beliefs. On a 2-to-1 vote, the judges found that the school system did not violate the First Amendment rights of a Christian teacher. Decisions of the Fourth Circuit are binding in Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and West Virginia. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Nigerian government has announced a new military operation to tackle Islamic terrorists after more than 160 people were killed in western Kwara State. Local officials say the attack occurred Wednesday in two mostly Christian villages. Amnesty International calls the incident a stunning security failure. No group has claimed responsibility. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The U.S. stock market roared back today as technology stocks recovered much of their losses from earlier in the weekend. Bitcoin halted its plunge, at least for the time being, at the closing bell. The Dow was up by 1,206 points, the S&P up 133, and the high-tech NASDAQ was up by 490 points. The Trump administration has launched a new website to help patients buy their prescription drugs at discount prices.
Dozens of the most commonly used prescription drugs will be available at dramatic discounts for all consumers throughout a new website. It's called TrumpRx.gov.
The Bank of England has kept rates the same for Britain. The Bank of England rates can have an indirect but very real impact on the U.S., especially through currencies, global capital flows, markets, and multinational corporations. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNNews.com.